Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Bago pa lamang sa mundo ng palakasan o sport ang Hyrox, isang global indoor fitness racing competition na pinagsasama ang 8 kilometro ng pagtakbo at 8 functional workout stations na susubok sa iyong lakas at tatag ng katawan. Magsasampung taon pa lamang ito mula nang mailunsad sa Germany noong taong 2017, pero dito sa Australia, marami na ang sumusubok nito. Mula nang maipakilala ang Hyrox, ilang milyon na ang gumagawa nito at higit sa 2.5 milyong competitors ang naakit na sumali ngayong 2026 sa iba't ibang mga events sa buong mundo. At Australia ang isa sa pinakamalaking market ng Hyrox. 2023 nang unang ilunsad ang Hyrox Down Under na mayroon lamang 1,348 na katao na lumahok sa event sa Sydney, ayon sa website ng Hyrox Australia. At sa ginawang kompetisyon sa Sydney nitong unang linggo ng Hulyo 2026, aabot sa halos 30,000 katao mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia ang lumahok sa 5 araw ng indoor race sa Sydney Showground. At narito nakausap natin ang mag-partner na lumahok sa nagdaang kompetisyon. Kasama natin sa programa ngayong umaga, Robespierre Darnagon at Gwenvery Gonzalez. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Robs and Gwen.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. At syempre, pag-uusapan natin why you are in Sydney. You attended a competition. Mm-hmm. Medyo bago to para sa mga pandinig or for our Filipino listeners. Mm-hmm. Hyrox, ano ba to?
Yeah, Hyrox is a fairly new competition in terms of racing. It started in 2017 over in Germany. It's basically, think of it as like a hybrid mix of strength training and running. So really the focus of the entire race is endurance-based. You do 8 different workout stations, and in between each station is going to be a 1 kilometer lap around the arena. And you do that, basically repeat that 8 different times. Yeah. For the entire race, and that's Hyrox.
Mahirap na yung pagtakbo. Mm-hmm. At syempre yung kung ilang pagbuhat pa. Pero syempre with a competition like this, alam ko napakalaki na niya at it's growing in Australia. Mm-hmm. I know basically for Melbourne and Sydney. Mm-hmm. Pero you came all the way from Brisbane para to do this Hyrox dito sa Sydney.
Yeah.
How did you prepare for it?
Well, we trained for 2 months. Because ako, I've been training for all of my life, but I wanted to have, you know, a challenge. And yeah, I included my partner to train with me. So, nauna mahirap talaga siya.
Super mahirap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ano, nakaya naman. We included like long distance running, interval running, and then we go to the gym for strength training.
Mm. I think we went from maybe 2 to 3 times a week at the gym, mm-hmm. just on our own training. And then with the last 2 months, we've increased that from maybe 4 to 5 times a week.
So talagang todo yung training para dito.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new sa Hyrox or you've just heard of Hyrox, ano yung pwede nyo mapayo dun sa gustong mag-try?
Yeah. Yeah, start running today, right now. And start slow with your training. Yeah, because 60% of the race is actually running-based with the kilometers around the arena. And so the cool thing about Hyrox is that it's actually very accessible as an athlete. Mm-hmm. If you're aspiring to be more fit, more live a healthier lifestyle, it's completely accessible that way. Like, but I would say as a beginner, and yeah, I'd love to hear what you think after, because you've been doing a lot of training, but
yeah,
I think starting to run really is a big baseline.
You have to build that endurance mm-hmm. for running. It's also incorporate strength training. That's very important. At saka dapat i-enjoy mo lang.
Mm-mm.
Don't,
you know,
pressure. Yeah.
May mga ilan na akong mga Filipino. I've heard of a few Filipinos, not just in Sydney, Melbourne, ganun din sa Brisbane, Gold mm-hmm. Coast. May mga nagtatry na nito. At talagang sinasabi nila, or I've seen kung paano nag-change yung physical appearance nila. At talagang hindi lang siya weight loss eh. Talagang sobra yung firmness ng muscles at ng strength
yeah.
nila.
Yes.
At I've seen na hindi lang siya physical, kundi sobra yung changes sa personality
mm-hmm.
ng
yes,
tao,
yes.
diba?
Yeah. It's like it makes you strong. Sa akin kasi ang HYROX is not just about race or about like physical or about your physique. Mm-hmm. Sa akin kasi it's part of rebuilding my confidence and also proving myself that I can do hard things one training session at a time. Mm-hmm. And also nakaka-help siya sa my mental health as well.
Yeah.
Like it increases your dopamine or serotonin. Mm-hmm. For the person. Yeah.
Yeah. There's an old saying I love when I think of our training is, if you do easy things, you have a hard life.
Yeah.
But if you do hard things, mm-hmm. you have an easy life. As to say, when you put yourself through mm-hmm. struggles, through challenges, and you are able to mentally and physically overcome them, you end up actually gaining an easier life down the road. But in the moment, it may feel like struggle. But in the long run, it actually enhances your life. It makes it your life better. And I agree with everything you've mentioned about the mentality behind mm-hmm. it is so great. I think that's a really, really great aspect for joining that kind of race.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned about challenges. Siyempre, you mm-hmm. did a solo and then doubles sa competition. Ano. It doesn't go without any challenge. Sa training, ganun din sa inyong relationship.
Yeah. It tests us so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, paano ba tayo din?
Well, I mean, yeah, we've been together 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And majority of that time has been long distance.
Mm-hmm.
We met around 2023. At first, not even in person, just through a mutual friend of ours, my best friend from New York City. Shout out to Paul Jochico if you're listening to this. He first met Guinevere while they were all on holiday in the Philippines. And then because of that interaction and that connection and then a little bit of algorithmic magic, thanks to the internet, we ended up meeting. But yeah, the struggle, I think, of being a long-distance relationship definitely translates to our training. And there's a theme there, right? I think together we are both very appreciative of the challenges we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only strengthened us mentally, but it's given us all of our character as a couple and individually as well. It's given us growth. And we're very grateful for that struggle.
So we can say every training, every test of your endurance had made your relationship better and stronger.
Yes.
I learned a lot from her with training because, like, she's been training all of her life, way before she met me with
because I'm the serious running. One and the funnier one. So we just try to maybe compensate.
I remind her to smile.
Yeah,
when we're out there.
Before we go into your lives outside of HYROX, can you just share some lessons of you doing this competition in Sydney and further doing other HYROX competitions? Doon sa mga baguhan who are new to HYROX, what can you say to them?
For those who are new to HYROX, I think if you are someone who's always wanted to set goals for yourself, especially physically, I think this is a really good opportunity to do that with HYROX because, like I mentioned, it's very accessible. Unlike maybe back in the States with marathon training, I think that's a very common race that people will look to take on. You have to actually go through a number of qualifying races in order to qualify for something like a full-on marathon. But with HYROX, you simply just need to have the will and the determination and the inspiration to sign up. And that's it. And that's all they require from you. And it's really inspiring to see people of all different physicalities, all different age groups take on this challenge. And so if you're new to HYROX and you haven't heard about it before, I highly suggest looking it up and consider joining it. Consider even visiting. That was kind of our story was that we came in as spectators for the first time to watch the HYROX Brisbane event. I think it was in May. And we were so inspired by seeing all the different racers and all the different types of racers of different physiques and everything that the same night we went home and we signed up for Sydney.
Oh, wow.
So that was Yatta.
Yeah, and my advice is like, don't be scared and don't feel inferior.
Yeah.
So any, kahit anong fitness level mo, pwede mong gawin. Kahit wala kang experience sa fitness, pwede mo siya, kaya mo siyang gawin. And just start start running and start slow. You don't have to compete or talunin mo yung PB, personal best mo. Hindi. You have to enjoy and then prove to yourself na kaya mo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sabi nga, yung first step yung pinaka-importante.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can tell, I have a chan. You can probably see it on camera a little bit, but I'm not the most in shape person, right? But I think with this, you learn a lot about yourself, both mentally and physically. You learn about your dietary habits. Mm-hmm. You learn about your sleeping habits. You learn about your ability to go the distance, so to speak. And so I think with this very first race of ours, it's taught me so much about myself and about us as we train. And so, like, I think anyone watching this or who already knows HYROX are expecting us to be, like, jacked. And not at all. I mean, we're on that way, though, I will say. We're on our way to a healthier version of ourselves always. Mm-hmm. Look at us. You know, we're just ordinary people that wanted to do something great for ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your HYROX journey at abangan pa namin ang inyong mga next competition.
Nakasama natin na mag-partner na sila Robs Pierre Dornagon at Guinevere Gonzalez at kanilang ibinahagi ang kanilang pagsubok sa isa sa pinakamabilis na lumalagong fitness sport, ang HYROX. Pero paalala lamang na ang kanilang mga ibinahaging payo ay base lamang sa kanilang mga personal na karanasan at kung nais ninyong subukan ang sport ng HYROX, mainam na kumonsulta sa mga eksperto sa fitness. Ana Rinvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.